And now, welcome on the call, the head coach of the Towson Tigers, Pete Chinnick. Good afternoon, Pete.
Good afternoon, Rob. How are you?
I'm well. I hope you are too. Congratulations to you and your team. 42-32 road win at North Carolina A&T. What did you like most about the way your guys played?
Well, good coming off, you know, what I thought was obviously our worst performance of the year versus Delaware. Good to see us respond. You know, we felt like North Carolina A&T continued to get better week by week. And I think they probably played one of their better games against us. And, you know, love that our guys were able to respond and come out and play the way we did. Really felt good about our offense and the production that we were able to get. Coach Shepherd, our offensive coordinator, I thought really kept our guys balanced. We were able to throw and run pretty well. And then, you know, our defense needed a couple stops, needed to be able to take some plays away, and we were able to get that. But great atmosphere to play in, and really excited that our guys got done what they were able to.
First question this afternoon from Mark Narducci. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, Coach, wanted to ask you about your quarterback, Nathan Kent. Can you kind of give us a feel for what kind of player he is? I haven't seen him play. He's put up some pretty good numbers. He's run the ball, looks like pretty well, averaging 4.1 a carry. Just what kind? How would you describe him?
Yeah, he's really grown into the offense, you know, and some of the running is him doing a great job, you know, when coverage is fantastic, getting out, you know, and scrambling a little bit. And then some of that is designed runs that put him in a place where I think he's reading that really well and putting him in a place to really kind of give us an added dimension. He's grown every week as a thrower, understanding the offense. And I think if you watched him versus Maryland and you watched him last week against North Carolina A&T, you'd see a lot of growth on his part. So we're excited about him and continue to get better through the process.
Hey, Coach, the other thing about him is, you know, a lot of people always want to play right away. He kind of patiently waited his turn. Is there something to be said for that?
I think so. And, you know, Mark, as we look at this day and age, I mean, getting someone to stick around a program for 2 years, wait their time, you know, you're not going to see that much more. And so glad that Nathan, you know, wanted to be here, was excited about Towson, you know, and really earned the process of putting in the work, getting it done on a daily basis to earn the job. But he did a great job with the process as well, and didn't ask for much other than an opportunity, which we gave him, and he's taken full advantage of it.
Coach, one last thing. What do you think about this Villanova game and what you guys have to do to be successful?
Yeah, I think Villanova's playing extremely well. I think they're one of the top teams in the league, and you know, it'll be a great challenge for us. I think they're running the ball extremely well. You know, every time I turn their defense on, see a bunch of guys flying around, see a bunch of guys in a lot of different areas. So we're going to have our hands full, to say the least, but really feel like they're well deserving of all the success that they've had. And we got a chance to see them early in some crossover film. And I think they just continue to grow and continue to get better week by week.
Okay.
Question, thank you. Question from Kyle Kinsey. Go ahead, Kyle. I mean, Kyle still had his hand up from before. Pete, let's talk about it. We had talked about the atmosphere going in on the homecoming crowd at A&T, and you guys were able to jump out to a 14-0 lead at the end of the first quarter. How big was that start for your team?
Yeah, that was huge, you know, because in the last couple of games, we haven't been able to get going the way I'd like. And so, you know, obviously William and Mary, we were down 17, and Delaware, we didn't, you know, we were down a lot. So to be able to come out and establish ourselves right away, felt very good about it. And so really the first touchdown was a complete team touchdown. Offense got the ball, drove a little bit, missed on a third down conversion. We punted the ball down to the one. North Carolina A&T got about 3 or 4 yards, I think. They punted. We got the ball at the 35 and scored a few plays later. So, you know, great team touchdown right there where we say, hey, we want to win the field position battle every opportunity we get and turn it into points. So that was great. And then defense forced the punt the next time, and offense drove the distance of the field, drove 80 yards. So those two really, I think, gave us kind of the spark that we needed, the belief that we needed to be able to make this thing go. And then, you know, they scored, and then we ended up scoring again. So to get 21 points in the first half, I felt great about what we were doing offensively.
They rallied a couple times to get within one score. Every time they did, your guys had an answer. How much were you pleased with the response from your guys to never let them get on top?
Yeah, and credit North Carolina A&T. I think Coach Brown and his staff did a really good job, came out in some new sets, came out, did some things a little differently than they'd done in the past, and, you know, kind of kept us on guard a little bit defensively. And so anytime that they got a little momentum, you know, our offense seemed to answer, like you say. So that was huge to see, and really never let it get, you know, too close. But always gave ourselves a little cushion by, you know, them, you know, if they scored, then we were able to come back, rally a little bit, and really take some time off the clock too. And that was, you know, that was part of the process, keep the ball out of their hands. But very pleased, obviously, you know, for us to get 21 in the first, 21 in the second half. I mean, that was huge for whatever rally North Carolina A&T was able to put together.
I know you guys have had some games with more, maybe more yards and more points, but with the fact that the balance that you had on offense, the fact that you had no turnovers, and as you mentioned, the time of possession, was this among the top offensive performances you've had all year?
Yeah, I mean, really felt great about the balance. You know, we want to be able to take what the defense gives us. We want to be able to not force anything. And so I think with Nate Kent running the ball a little bit, it gives us a little bit of, you know, an opportunity there to gain some yards with his legs. He connected, I thought, really well, you know, with our wide receivers. I think after the first drive, he was close to 70% completion after that. So great balance. You know, obviously we'd love to be able to do that every week. That's what we're striving for, to, you know, get to that level where, you know, we're as consistent running the ball as we are throwing the ball.
Defensively, you ended up seeing a couple of different quarterbacks, which I'm sure throws things off a little bit. How did you feel like your guys did on that side of the ball Saturday?
Yeah, I think in the beginning it was, you know, you prepare for one guy who I thought was, you know, I thought Kevin was playing really, really well, getting better every week. You know, and we had him, I think, all the way up till the last couple of plays of the first half. So then next guy up, and it's a little different, you know, it's a little different feel. It's a little different vibe. And so you got a game plan in to stop the guy who's played the majority of the snaps for the last, you know, 4 or 5 weeks. It does change things a little bit, but like our guys, once we got settled in, got adapted, saw what they wanted to go with him, and they went back to a little bit more of their conventional stuff. So some of the new stuff that we saw in the first half, we didn't see. So you start making adjustments to fix that, and then they come back and start doing stuff that they were doing before. So credit our defense for finding a couple ways to make that work.
I want to talk. I know you touched a little bit on Villanova with Mark, but offensively they've got with the big play passing game. I think Connor Watkins is still number one in the nation in yards per completion, and then also their depth at running back is from a defensive side. What concerns you, or what impresses you about what they can do on offense?
Well, basically what you just mentioned. Yeah. So, I mean, they run the ball so well that you have to protect it, and you have to take, you know, do something to take away that run game. But then you do that and there's guys running down the field. And I mean, you know, it's big play after big play. Typically you turn on somebody's explosive plays and you got a handful of plays here and there. But that yards per completion, I mean, is well-deserved. They've done a great job of generating that type of explosive play that really puts you as a defense, you know, on edge the entire time. So we're going to have to play one of our best games defensively to be able to, you know, contain them a little bit, but they're an explosive offense, and we know we're going to have to be great for the full 60 minutes.
All right, Pete, thanks so much for the time this afternoon, and I look forward to talking again next Monday.
Thank you.
Thank you.